Have you ever been in love with a being of love? While wrapped inside of God's dean of love. This love that God has sent to me stretches back for thousands of centuries. Back to the days of old when our images were engraved in gold. When righteous men with the darkest skin would parade the globe. We were soulmates far before our soulmates were raped and sold. And inside of our hearts, a melody plays. Songs of how a love that stretches across decades upon decades could never, ever decay. Because when you have said, "I love you," in every single language, there is nothing left to say. My tongue has swam through Swahili. My fingertips have carved graffiti of my Queen Nefertiti on the halls of pyramid walls so the entire world could see me. Before selfies and duck lips, you would pose with your thick hips and pics painted in hieroglyphs. Remember our children of Israel? When we watched by God's decree how our prophet Moses raised his staff, then split the entire Red Sea. That is the love that stays hidden inside of us. Together we would worship Allah and never worship Osiris. Remember the love notes we would pass on paper made out of papyrus? Until those merchant ships came, searching just to find us. They gave us designer auction blocks built for us to buy us. And even through all the lies and falsehood, I still found my truth in my sweet, sweet sojourner. You became my Harriet and I was your Nat Turner. How many times was your black skin with the bluish hue beaten and bruised till the back of you was left black and blue? The pain of hearing you cry, teardrops falling from your bloodshot blackened eye, while I kept finding those 6 million ways to die, trying to save my princess die before my princess died. But your kiss, it left me with the remnants of God's remembrance. Just a simple kiss from your lips could ease the pain from each blow of our captors' whips. This love is our legacy. Bondage was never bondage with you next to me. Oh, how you used to recite the Quran in the early dawn while cotton plants laid inside of our palms. And after we used to pray, you would always say, only God's passages could give us passage through the middle passage. Just look at the hurdles we had to overcome in order for us to overcome our souls being overrun. And in one blink, our love has endured atrocities that have made so many extinct. Our love has bathed in God's mercy and suffered through God's wrath. Our love has landed on the Plymouth Rock and broke the rock in half. And the secrets of our love is locked in our melanin, hidden inside the smile on your face and that childlike grin. It echoes from out of your voice inside of God's guiding hymns, my sweet, sweet Bilalian. Our love is the sound of Bilal's voice saying the Adhan again. No Becky can beckon me from the day of her reckoning. No singing sirens, no symphony playing violins can call me away from my royal highness. Through your loins is how our legacy would last. Even when I had to grow from red past Malcolm to Malik, you were always my Betty Shabazz. Our love is beautiful. beautiful like Sheba's throne, like an Aretha song, like coasting on the coast of Costa Rica until kingdom come. Beautiful, beautiful like owning your own acres of an orchard, like owning a mule and 40 acres of orchids, like Solomon's fortress, like you next to me floating in a sea full of porpoise with absolutely no purpose. Imagine angel-driven carriages and heaven gate marriages. Now do you see why our love was hidden by the heretics? Because the miracle of our love is in the history of our heritage.